Oompa, oompa, oompa dee dee. I got another podcast for y'all. Welcome to episode 99 of the pod, y'all. Well, Gucci. If you didn't know by that intro, you know what we're doing. We're doing Wonka. But before I start the podcast, I'm going to pull it up on the letterbox. But yeah, this is the second movie I watched this year. The first one was, even though this movie came out last year, this is the second one I watched. But anyways, the first movie I did watch was Night Swim, Doo-Doo movie. Now I'm going to do a review on it. So, anyways, let's go back to Wonka. It is directed by Paul King. He has done plenty of movies. He's done the Paddington movies. He directed, and he also did, never heard of this movie, Bunny and the Bull. Looks interesting, but don't know who's in it. Anyways, going back to Wonka. This movie came out last year, and I'm a Timothy fan, man. It took me a while to finish watching Dune, and like I said, I was gonna do a podcast on Dune, but I forgot. I just had to. But Timothy's in this, so it's all good. But this is a stacked cast right here. We got Keegan K in the building, Hugh Jack. Timothy, yeah, that's only, oh yeah, Jim Carter, we got Mr. Bean in this too, sheesh, but Hugh Jackman, okay, and that had Jackman Grant, but anyways, 2023, every good thing in this world starts with a dream, Willy Wonka checks, wait, what, dude, I am blind, Willy Wonka, choke full of ideas and determined to change the world by a bite at a time, which I'm just rambling, dude. I'm in the dark right now, I cannot see. Oh my goodness. Bite at a time is proof that the best thing in life begins with a dream. If you are lucky enough to meet Willy Wonka, anything is possible. So this movie has a bunch of, it's, I mean, if you think of, if you think about, you know, Willy Wonka, there's three actors that come to mind. I'm sorry, Timothy's number one now. Then you got Gene Wilder and then Johnny Depp. I wasn't really a fan of Johnny Depp. If we were ranking Oompa Loompas, creepiest one is a Johnny Depp movie. All I got is hands down. Movie vibrant with colors. The chocolate, the candies in this, it's very fine chocolate, I would say, you know what I mean, designer chocolate, the Gucci, the Louis, the Fendi, the Prada of chocolate. Storyline's pretty good. It's about his mother. His mother dies and he pretty much just wants, he's doing this for his mother is pretty much what it is. And it just, there's so many plots and twists. The cartel's in it. The chocolate cartel's in it. It's over a good movie. I do want to see Wonka. Let's see the budget for this movie. Let's check the budget in the box office. The budget's $125 and it grossed over $511 million. Woohoo! So people don't understand. This movie's called Wonka. The first one was called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The second one is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That is crazy. That's good to know. But if you know the background, I don't really know too much of this. I mean, when I was younger, I did read Roald Dahl's, or I believe that's how you say the names, books. But the lore, I'm going to go looking deep into the lore of this, because I think the lore of Willy Wonka is pretty dark. That's what I'm gonna do after this this little podcast. See, actually, you know, I'm gonna take a little break, and then I'm gonna tell you what I learned from this is what I'm gonna do. This movie's dope. If you like seeing colorful, and it, you know, another thing, really quick before I let you guys go for a brief second, you won't even notice I'm gone, is that all these movies are musicals. That's it. But I'll be right back. I gotta watch this video and I'm gonna tell you what I learned. Okay, that was a little bad, what I just watched. Okay, so initially, the one when Roald Dahl wrote the movie, the Oompa Loompas were from Africa. He kidnapped them. Not cool. But of course, they worked for, I guess, whatever the cocoa beans were. He got backlash for it, so he rewrote the book in the 70s. He switched it to pretty much the same thing, but changed the skin color of them. Very cringe. Whoa, so that's crazy. And then, like, in the movies, the first movies, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, they changed the Oompa Loompas to orange, you know, green hair. But then, of course, when Johnny Depp's version, they still kind of, they went back and they took, oh my god, it's just so cringe. Okay, wow, I don't want to get too deep in it, but then you gotta look it up. Look up the lore for this. This is nuts. Let's get back to this movie though. But anyways, so this movie, they only show one Oompa Loompa, speaks English, does it all. He's basically trying to get his payment, because Wonka stole some, you know, 4 cocoa beans from him, and so he got kicked out of his, you know, his little island, his little tribe or whatever, to basically get like hella chocolates back, kind of a thing. Man, like that what I just watched is a real bummer though on YouTube, man. That's crazy. But this movie, anyways, it in my opinion, top of the Willy Wonka story, just because it's a prequel, it's more fun, a pretty deep story, good songs, can't remember any of them, but I just know the Oompa Loompa, that's the only one I know. So, I told you the budget, I'm just gonna give you a rating. Let's go on Rotten Tomatoes. You know how we do this, y'all. Rotten Tomatoes, Wonka, but golly, that was in a good mood until I just watched what I just watched. Anyways, so the critics gave it an 82, good score, audience 91, see, that's what I'm talking about, dog. This movie came out, like right now, January is always a time where there's no movies, so I just, you know, me and my lady watched this. We're like, you know, it was a birthday yesterday, and we're like, well, let's watch something. And there's nothing to watch right now. If you look at the movies, if you go to theaters, there's nothing to watch. So I was like, screw, let's watch this. We almost watched Mean Girls. And you know what? Ooh, I'm so glad I didn't. Because I'm not trying to watch that kind of musical. But anyways, going back to musicals. I like musicals. I've always done it. High School Musical, you already know. Yeah, so that rating was that. Your boy gave it a drum roll, please. I think I gave it a 4.5. No, I did not give it no 4.5 star. I gave it a 4 out of 5, y'all. Great movie. I recommend watching it with the family. And if you do, don't look too deep into the lore. Just watch the original ones, minus Tim Burton one. That's it. Y'all keep it real. The 100th pod is coming soon, y'all. See ya.